Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Biden is campaigning in Florida today at a rally in Fort Lauderdale. The president emphasized that Social Security and Medicare would be at risk if Republicans take control of Congress after the election next week. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
Biden told Floridians that Social Security benefits and lowering the cost of prescription drugs are on the line in the midterm elections, and he specifically targeted Republican Senator Rick Scott.
You've been paying the Social Security your whole life. You earned it. Now these guys want to take it away. Who in the hell do they think they are? Excuse my language.
The president was joined by Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Fort Lauderdale, and he's campaigning for gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist and Senate candidate Val Demings in Miami this evening. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Washington.
2 days after losing his bid for re-election, Brazil's far-right president has finally signaled he will not contest the results. That opens the door for Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who won Sunday's election, to be sworn in January 1st. Reporter John Otis has more.
Brazilians had been on edge since Sunday night when leftist Lula da Silva narrowly defeated incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro. For nearly 2 days, Bolsonaro remained out of sight as his supporters blocked roads to protest the results. But Bolsonaro finally broke his silence Tuesday afternoon.
Enquanto presidente da República,
in a two-minute speech, Bolsonaro did not explicitly acknowledge his defeat, but he said he would obey the Constitution. Bolsonaro's chief of staff said he will oversee the transition process to allow President-elect da Silva to peacefully take office. For NPR News, I'm John Otis.
Pilots at Delta Airlines have voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike. But as NPR's David Shaper explains, a pilot strike is not imminent, as there are several more steps to go before pilots could walk off the job.
Some 99% of the Delta pilots who cast ballots voted to authorize a strike if negotiators cannot reach a new contract agreement. Delta's nearly 15,000 pilots are working under the terms of a contract approved in 2016. They began negotiations on a new deal in 2019, but the pandemic put talks on hold. Collective bargaining restarted in January under federal mediation. The pilots cannot legally go on strike until the National Mediation Board declares a deadlock and offers arbitration. And if rejected, there's still a mandatory 30-day cooling-off period. In a statement, Delta says significant progress has been made in negotiations, and the union's purpose for the strike vote is to gain leverage. David Shaper, NPR News.
Stocks closed lower today as the Fed holds a two-day meeting in Washington. The Dow dropped 79 points. The Nasdaq was down 97 points. This is NPR. Atlanta-based rapper Takeoff, part of the iconic rap trio, has died after being shot in Houston. Member station WABE in Atlanta, Emily Wu Pearson, reports the shooting reportedly happened after an altercation. No suspect is in custody yet.
Houston police discovered one man dead when they arrived at an event that members of Migos had attended at a bowling alley around 2:30 in the morning, local time. Kershnick Ball, known as Takeoff, was 28 years old. He joined Quavo and Offset to form the Atlanta rap trio. They popularized short staccato triplets that came to be known as the Migos Flow, best heard in their popular songs Versace and Bad and Bougie.
Versace, 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 Versace.
Police are investigating and are asking for any information related to the shooting. For NPR News, I'm Emily Wu Pearson in Atlanta.
Officials in South Korea are admitting responsibility and apologizing for failures in preventing the Halloween holiday crowd surge that resulted in the deaths of more than 150 people in Seoul. South Korea's national police chief saying today officials did not effectively handle emergency calls about the impending disaster. The country's government is facing growing questions about whether the crowd surge in a popular nightlife neighborhood could have somehow been prevented. At least 156 people died in the crush of people on the street. Another 150-plus people were injured in the melee. Crude oil futures prices gained ground today. Oil was up $1.84 a barrel, ending the session at $88.37 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. However, stocks did close lower today. The Dow was down 79 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.